Hello, my name is Robert Noble. You hop in your car to go just about any place, and it is easy to take that for granted. But it has still been less than half of Mansfield's history that automobiles have been even present in town, much less the most popular mode of travel. Until 1920, roads from town to town were marginal at best, and reachable only by the hardiest of horse and wagon. That is why the railroad was so important, and with the introduction of electric streetcars in 1887, hopes and plans for intercity lines were surfacing, particularly between Shelby and Mansfield, because the New York Central went through Shelby. But three other railroad lines went through Mansfield. To go directly to Cleveland or Columbus required a horse and buggy to Shelby. By 1900, construction had begun for such a line, even though neither Shelby nor Mansfield had yet been granted franchise rights. By the time the details had been approved on both sides, most of the in-between track was complete. The biggest challenge was a 65-foot trestle bridge that took the train 25 feet over the double Pennsylvania Railroad tracks in Mansfield near Springmill Street. The first run was made in June of 1901, and soon more than 1,000 people a day were paying 45 cents per round trip. It was a good run until about 1918, when motor cars gained popularity. Streetcar ran until 1934, when only three passengers a run was the average. The age of the automobile had arrived.